Morning Watch, Day 4. Noah, Daniel, and Job. Patterns of living an overcoming life on the line of life to fulfill the economy of God. Week 4. Job and the two trees. Related verses. John 1:4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 15:1-5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Genesis 2:16-17. And Jehovah God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, of it you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Ezekiel 47:12. And on the banks on both sides of the river will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail, but they will bring forth new fruit every month, because the water for them flows out of the sanctuary. And their fruit shall be for food, and their leaves for healing. Revelation 22:2-19. And on this side and on that side of the river was the tree of life, producing 12 fruits, yielding its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city. And if anyone takes away from the words of the scroll of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life and out of the holy city, which are written in this scroll. Related reading. The most important item in the garden is the trees. In the scriptures, the concept concerning the tree is crucial. When the scripture mentions man, both in the beginning and at the end, it also mentions the tree. Whether man will have life or will die, will live eternally or will perish, all depends on how man deals with the tree. The concept of the tree is absolutely vital to man's destiny. Genesis 2:9 says that the trees were good for food. Notice that the Bible does not say that the trees were good for producing materials, for the concept of Genesis is not that of human labor or achievement. Thus, no manufacturing materials are mentioned. The concept of Genesis 2 is fully focused on life. Thus, it says that the trees were good for food because food is related to life. Without food, we cannot live. Food maintains our life and satisfies us. The tree of life was in the middle of the garden. If we study the record of Genesis 2, we will realize that apart from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, no tree is mentioned by name except the tree of life. This shows that the tree of life was the center. The tree of life is the center of the universe. According to the purpose of God, the earth is the center of the universe. The Garden of Eden is the center of the earth, and the tree of life is the center of the Garden of Eden. We must realize that the whole universe is centered on this tree of life. Nothing is more central and crucial to both God and man than this tree. It is very meaningful to see man in the garden standing before the tree of life. This tree enables man to receive God as life. The following books of the Bible reveal that God is life. Therefore, the tree of life in the garden was the indicator that God intends to be our life in the form of food. One day, according to the Gospel of John, God came in the flesh. In him was life. The life displayed by the tree of life in Genesis 2 was the life incarnated in Jesus, God in the flesh. Jesus told us that he himself is life. Furthermore, John 15 tells us that Christ is a tree, the vine tree. On the one hand, he is a tree. On the other hand, he is life. When we put together all these portions from John, we see that Jesus is the tree of life. Jesus said that he is the bread of life, meaning that he has come to us as the tree of life in the form of food. Let me ask you a question. How tall was the tree of life? If you turn the question to me, I will answer that it was not taller than I. If the tree of life had been of a great height, its fruit would have been out of reach. Adam and Eve had no ladder or instrument to use in plucking the fruit of this tree. Therefore, I believe that the tree of life was not very tall. As the Almighty God, Jesus is high, but when he came to us as food, he was lowly. He was a loaf of bread. He was even the crumbs under the table. The very Jesus who came to us as life in the form of food was not tall and great. He was small and lowly. Anything we eat must be smaller than we are. If it is not, we cannot take it into us. Even if our food is larger than we are, it must be cut into pieces small enough to eat. Thus, Jesus came to us as life in the form of food. He said, "I am the bread of life, and he who eats me, he also shall live because of me." God in the Son is the tree of life, which is good for food. Day after day, we can feed on him. We can eat him. The tree of life typifies Christ who imparts life to man and who pleases and satisfies man. Christ imparts divine life into us, pleases us, and satisfies us. Many of us can testify of this. We can say, "Hallelujah! Jesus has imparted life to me. He satisfies me all the time." This is the tree of life.